Against Racism by Daria Platonova, Dugina. Let's take note of an important point. The new right consistently opposes racism. Along with this, they oppose anti-racism. To be more precise, there are two kinds of anti-racism. On the one hand, there is universalist anti-racism, which says, no, racism is bad. We should make way for a universal anti-racist acceptance of everyone and everything. In de Benoist's opinion, this anti-racism, in fact, leads once again to inequality, which is once again proclaimed to be the priority of either Western white man or, for instance, black man. De Benoist says that if you stand for black power, then you should also stand for yellow power, white power, and red power. That is, if you say that you are for black power, then you need to add the other three powers if you are a consistent anti-racist. If you only take black power and denigrate the rest of mankind, then you are an incorrect anti-racist, a hypocrite. This is the totally incorrect strategy of liberal totalitarianism, and it needs to be fought. Race, in de Benoist's opinion, is not a zoological unit, but a certain kind of community that upholds a common history, culture, and fate. I condemn without exception all forms of racism, including those which are masked by anti-racism, de Benoist writes, and cites Raymond Rouillé. Anti-racist and egalitarian ideologies are just as responsible for genocide and ethnic cleansing as are racist theories. Besides this anti-racism, there is a real alternative, recognizing the differences between peoples and cultures without introducing any hierarchy between them. In order to achieve this, it is necessary to discard the universalism typical of the West first and foremost. At the present time, this is, above all, liberal universalism. Instead of human rights, de Benoist proclaims the rights of peoples. Instead of universalist doctrine, he proclaims pluriversalism. Excerpt from the book, A Theory of Europe by Daria Platonova-Dugina.